God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
Love
divine, all us excelling, joy of heaven to earth come down, and impart to us here dwelling grace and mercy all around. Jesus, source of all compassion, pure unbounded love you share, grant us many choices, blessings, keep us in your loving care. Come, O source of inspiration, pure and spotless, let us be. Let us see your true salvation, perfect in accord with thee. Praising Father for all glory, with the Spirit and the Son, everlasting thanks we give thee, of divine love in one.
In eternal splendor before the dawn of light on earth, I have begotten you. Alleluia. The Lord's revelation to my master.
Sit on my right, your clothes I will put beneath your feet.
The Lord will yield from Zion your scepter of power, rule in the midst of all your foes.
A prince from the day of your birth, on the holy mountains, from the womb before the dawn I begot you.
The Lord has sworn and nothing will not change. You are a priest forever, a priest like Melchizedek of old.
The Master standing at your right hand will shatter kings in the day of his great wrath.
He shall drink from the stream by the wayside, and therefore he shall lift up his head.
Glory to the Father, Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
In eternal splendor before the dawn of light on earth, I have begotten you. Alleluia.
Father, we ask you to give us victory and peace. In Jesus Christ, our Lord and King, we are already seated at your right hand. We look forward to praising you in the fellowship of all your saints in our heavenly homeland.
Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for holiness. They will be satisfied. Happy the man who fears the Lord. takes delight in all his commands. His sons will be proud of all men. The children of the upright are blessed.
Riches and wealth are in his house. His justice stands firm forever.
Lord God, you are the eternal light which illumines the hearts of good people. Help us to love you, to rejoice in your glory, and so to live in this world as to avoid harsh judgment in the next. May we come to see the light of your countenance.
Reading from the letter to the Hebrews. You have drawn near to Mount Zion and the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, to myriads of angels in festal gathering, to the assembly of the firstborn enrolled in heaven, To God, the judge of all, to the spirits of just men made perfect, to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and to the sprinkled blood which speaks more eloquently than that of Abel, the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Great, mighty is his power.
Our Lord is great, mighty is his power.
His wisdom is beyond compare.
Mighty is his power.
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
Our Lord is great.
Great rejoicing among the angels of God over one repentant sinner. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his holy servant.
From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name.
He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation.
He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit.
Rejoicing in the Lord, from whom all good things come, let us pray.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Father and Lord of all, you sent your Son into the world that your name might be glorified in every place.
Strengthen the witness of your church among the nations.
Make us obedient to the teachings of your apostles
and bow to the truth of our faith.
As you love the innocent,
render justice to those who are wronged.
Free those in bondage and give sight to the blind.
Raise up the fallen and protect the stranger.
Fulfill your promise to those who already sleep in your peace.
Through your Son, grant them a blessed resurrection.
Father of mercy, the nations of the world have turned away from you and seek to close the mouths of those who praise you.
Grant us the grace of true repentance and conversion, that our nation and all nations of the world may be healed, and may respect the life, dignity, and freedom of every person, to the glory of your name.
Lord, in every age you call men and women to follow Christ and challenge them to announce the good news to the world.
Give faithful witnesses and courageous proclaimers of the gospel to your church.
Our Father, who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Almighty God, our Creator and Guide, may we serve you with all our heart and know your forgiveness in our lives. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.